it's I don't call it the night to end all nights. We call it a night to remember since we started it. And it really is. I've been every year. I know about 20, 30 people that are attending every year myself. And they all say the same thing, that, you know, they get here about 7:30 in the evening, and next thing you know, it's 10:30. Next thing you know, it's midnight. Like it, the night goes really well because we alternate we put the courses down on the meal and alternate it with time to like take a dance at the dance floor, have the band come out and do a live set. And so it's not just like item one, then item two. It's like it's a really nice natural progression of an evening where you spend time with your table mates. You might spend time with other folks in the room. You might be on the dance floor because that's your interest. You might be going to take in the scotch bar or something on the sides. There's a couple of picture points. It's a nice way to spend a New Year's Eve. I used to call it the city needed something for New Year's for adults, you know, and by that I just meant not necessarily, there's a huge group of people that don't just need or want to find a place to drink on New Year's Eve. They want something nice. And so they wanted to spend some quality time with some people. And so you might have a table of two, and it might be a date night. It might be four friends. It might be 20 people coming because they love that dance floor and they love the jazz orchestra music that just supports such a good evening of dance.
And you were saying it's a great night if you come as a group or you come as a couple.
Sure, because again, you know, if you want to, Steve, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'm in my mid-50s, and I grew up in an era where you went out to listen to music, to engage with music, and of course, to dance in some shape or form. And there's not that many opportunities to have phenomenal dance music and to have you engage as you wish, right? Again, like I said, there might be a group of 20 or 24 dancers who are coming together primarily for the dance. You might have other people who come for the phenomenal meal, but say, yeah, I wouldn't mind taking a stab at one dance or two, or just coming on my own and just being in a room full of people that are, it's a really neat thing, Steve, to see. Some people feel like dressing up to the nines is crucial for this night. Other people feel like a Christmas sweater is still in vogue, and it doesn't matter. It feels like a highbrow night out, but it doesn't feel she. It doesn't feel like it's too fancy for you to show up, you know, but it does feel adult. It does feel fun. It does feel like the night just progresses really well. The music and the vocalists change throughout the night. We have three different vocalists. So the style and format of those songs and how they hit you, it's such a different night rather than just saying, I'm going to go see this show and sit down for an hour and listen to one long set. It isn't like that at all.
I love it. So how do you get tickets for this night, New Year's Eve at TCU Place?
Well, of course, we still have human beings in the office, so you can always come to the physical box office, you can call us at the box office, or you can go to tcutickets.ca and you can buy them online. And again, that's a four-course gourmet meal, the full band, the whole evening. It's just a really great night out. And yeah, we are probably going to sell them up till about December 27th, to be frank. We can't sell right up to the day of kind of thing, just because we want to make sure we have the right amount of food and staff available. And so we couldn't have, you know, a few dozen people sneak in on the day of. It just doesn't work as well. So yeah, we'll probably sell tickets till the 27th, and glad to host people and give them a great night out and a different way to ring in the new year. That's for sure.